There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, hello. This is the program you come to when you want to think, where the people who are on the air, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I, are thinkers. We think about what's going
deep
on.
Deep thinkers.
Oh, yeah, very deep thinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right down.
Especially
you.
I'm
got a shovel. Yeah, especially you.
Yeah, backhoe.
Yeah, right.
That's how deep.
How about an excavator?
That's right.
Even more so. How about we blow the top of a mountain off? Right? We could do that.
Absolutely.
Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow until you find your dream, Richie. You found it. Here I am, your dream.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. All right. So, first week of August 2015, our poll today. What's your favorite thing about this month? A, I love the hot weather. B, baseball. C, getting ready for football. D, going to the pool or the beach. E, cooking out. F, the children are going back to school soon. Does this seem like we just, this sounds, it almost becomes trite when we think about actually just being in August.
You and this how time flies thing you've got going on.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Why? Because it's true?
Well, like I said, the closer you get to the finish line and the more you highlight that you are close to the finish, closer to the finish line.
We all are?
As we get older, we're getting closer to the finish line and time seems to fly.
Yeah.
Remember when you're 3 and 4 and 5, it seems like forever before you'll be there.
When's mommy coming home? Mommy, right. Mommy,
everything
mommy.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
Now when you get to your 50s and your 60s, you're like, whew, wow.
Right. Speaking of that sort of thing, I find this to be fascinating. The number of coloring books that are big at Amazon. So much, this the fastest growing hobbies for adults. The biggest thing trending for Christmas presents are coloring books for adults. The number one thing this past week at Amazon in the book department, the Game of Thrones coloring book. And it isn't even on sale yet. They're selling them on in advance, like the Apple Watch.
Crayons.
Aren't they great, though? Look at the colors. Magenta. Can you ever get away from the magenta crayon? Did you have a small box of crayons, or did you have a big box?
Oh, no. I had the 64.
You had the big one?
Yeah, the 64.
Ah,
with the sharpener.
Yeah. Oh, you shot? I never had a sharpener.
No.
But because I used to use the crayons in the regular sharpener, and it would jam it all up.
That's what I'm going to get you
cleaned up. What a crayon
book,
a box of
for adults.
Yeah. What's gonna, there? That's going to do well. I just find it interesting that there are so many people that are so interested in coloring books, and they have this this sort of thing.
Would you rather have colored pencils or crayons?
I guess I would. I'd like to have both, actually. That'd
okay.
be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wing it.
A little of both?
I'll go all out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's swell. That'd be all, and then I'll go all out for you, too. Different kinds of beer. How about 7 different kinds of beer, one for every day of the week?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Is that a good deal? All right, so let's see what else do we have that is of interest and importance here going on. I always like to put things into perspective here, and I want you to think about all of the focus today on global warming. This week, the president is announcing a new move to try to deal with all of the gases. The global warming debate continues. The gases that are coming from burning fossil fuel, what it's doing to the atmosphere. Not everybody is clapping about this. Some of those in the energy industry, especially if you look at Mobil, Exxon's stock, their profits are way down because the cost of natural gas, its availability is cheap. and people are really working that corridor. It's not to say that ExxonMobil isn't making a lot of money on gasoline, but isn't it interesting that as they diversified, they all thought it was important, especially in the 60s. We got to diversify. We got to buy more natural gas because this is an important petroleum offshoot. And by the way, during the earlier, when oil was first discovered, and gases came out of the ground with the oil, because that's, you know, that's part of the whole process.
Right.
They would have these tubes, and they'd burn off the excess before they figured out, wait a minute, this is an important natural resource. We're just burning it off. I remember driving across the country when I was a kid and asking my mother, who might have been driving the car, what are all these? It was almost like you were looking. There was I was never good at scary anything, and I'm not as an adult. I wasn't as a kid. So I used to think that these were some kind of monsters that were below the surface. They were breathing fire.
Fire-breathing monsters.
And we had, and it was coming out of these tubes in the ground, when in fact it was natural gas. Natural gas prices are so inexpensive. Electric prices should be going down, but they aren't, because they're gouging you, because most of them, or many of them anyway, have gas-fired plants now. The president wants to get all of this stuff off the table and really focus on solar and really focus on wind power. So it'll be very interesting. We put forth the idea last week of ringing the entire shore of our country with the windmills. Dig them there. They're doing some off the coast of Block Island?
Yeah,
I think it's Block Island. Connecticut, that's it. 23 miles off the coast. So you'll never see them. And they're anchored in whatever amount of water. It's very expensive for them to build them, but they figure there's a payoff. And if they were to put them, like if you drive down the Interstate 10 south of Los Angeles going into Palm Springs, you'll see miles and miles and miles of these farms that have the turbines, and they're pretty close to each other.
Near Bakersfield, too.
Yeah, you see them all over the place, Southern California. And now elsewhere.
The funny thing about those in Palm Springs is that they don't actually power California, though they power Arizona.
Yeah, they go somewhere else.
That's how brilliant we are.
Don't you love that? Yeah. Hello, don't save it here. Let's send it somewhere else.
Send it away.
So yeah. It looks like he had drafted a proposal to cut emissions 30% from the 2005 levels by 2030.
Right.
And then he's bumped that up just a notch to 32%.
Yeah.
And that raising to 28% the push to electric utilities to invest more quickly in renewable sources from 22%.
Wow.
So he's trying to get electricity plants to use wind and solar and gas.
Even though he's a Democrat, many people in the everybody said the Republicans have ripped this apart. No. Well, yeah. But the Democrats, many of them are ripping it apart as well, because the energy industry has its hands on most Democrats and Republicans. When you look at the amount of money they're giving to these campaign PACs,
right,
funds, and what now they're saying is the what you have to expect here, and we're seeing it already, even though we're being gouged at the gas pump, because even though the price of gas is down here in New England, I think I saw $2.49 this weekend. Richie, what's it down where you are?
I just paid $2.54.
Okay, so it's about the same.
Virginia.
Except for Jennifer, it's still about $4 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, and that's how they're saying not only the taxes, but the energy bills themselves. And if we charge more for gas, disinterest? It'll make people less interested or less likely to drive. Hello, look at 405. Look at the 5. Look at the 105. Look at anything there is around Southern California. And you tell me that the price of gas means anything.
Yeah, no, people are still driving, and they're irritated because they're paying more, but they're still driving.
Yeah, right.
And you know what's so terrible is that we get national news here in the state of California,
really?
Like you guys do all over the place.
Yeah, sure.
And on the national news, they say, oh, gas, at an all-time low, $2 a gallon in Alabama. But you know what? You can just shove it the rest of the country, please.
Well, hey, you guys should be in the streets saying, how come we don't have
more
refineries? Because the reason the California is so high is because of the environmental standards.
Yeah.
And you can't just pump
there's no water
from any other state.
Same
you can't
thing.
Go to Nevada and get their gas because it won't pass along in California. And you also don't have pipelines. So when you're short on crude oil at your refineries, which is short one right now, you can't just pump oil in from another state through a pipeline because California never built any pipelines.
Uh-uh. So anyway, Democrats and Republicans, watch your energy bill go up, 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 up. Not good for the economy. You know, this is bad.
This is another story like the lion story.
Mm-hmm.
We all, the warm and fuzzy part is, yes, we want to use less oil and we want to make the air cleaner.
Yep.
But it's how we get there. We don't want to kill lions any more than anybody else does. But, you know, people are going nuts over this. It's the warm and fuzzies.
All right, I'm going to give you a warm and fuzzy feeling about something that you're doing, Richie, that Jennifer is doing. Matter of fact, last time, Jennifer, you and I talked about it, you were starting your day with these nitric oxide indicator strips to find out the nitric oxide level in your system, because nitric oxide is so critical for your cardiovascular health, your overall health and well-being. So that's why this is something that is not just of today. This is tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. This is the new horizon when it comes to your health and well-being. So what better way to find out in these kits that are coming that we're suggesting that you buy Super Beets, this powdered beet product, mix in a glass of water, drink it. It'll, within 20 minutes, give you a charge that will last most of the day because it opens up, the nitric oxide in beets opens up your vessels so that more blood can get to your brain, to your heart, to your organs. Everything in your body will be stronger and better because you're on to not only Super Beets, but the ancillary product, Neo 40, which is sort of a fast pick-me-up. Use it instead of coffee in the morning to get you going. Unless you're addicted to coffee, you got to have a cup of coffee. And even so, you won't feel as it's doing what you thought it was doing when you take the nitric oxide and realize how pure this is and how smart it is and what it means to your circulation. Man, you'll be singing the praises of this because everybody who is taking this, every single person I've talked to about this to a person has felt the charge. Not only from Neo 40, which is convenient, fast melt tablet you take on the go, but from the glass of Super Beets that you drink in the morning or any time during the day. Don't drink it before you go to bed, though. No. Drink it noontime, middle of the afternoon for pickup, and that's it. Don't drink any later than that. So may I suggest that you join with so many of us who are into heart health, great for those who are worried about their blood pressure, getting it down, keeping it down. That's what this is for, amongst other things. 800-655-4183 signs you up right now for the Good Day Heart Health Challenge. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com, good way online to get it. But you're going to stay healthy. No matter what your age, you'll stay much healthier taking this. You will. 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. Get a hold of Super Beets and enjoy all the other things that come with it. Like you get a free book on nitric oxide. You get a free saliva testing strips now. Free shipping when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. All these things. 800-655-4183 for your health and longevity. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourRight.com. That's BicFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
But shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Today features 1,000 Foo Fighter fans. Say that fast, Jennifer.
Foo Fighter, 1,000 Foo Fighter fans.
Foo Fighter fans in Italy got together to perform one of the band's songs in an effort to convince them to come to Italy and play a concert. The video has been seen over 16 million times.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever see.
You got to watch it. No, it's not the greatest thing you ever see.
It's awesome.
Greatest thing you ever see is the birth of your child holding him or her for the first time. Well, yeah. It's much more important than watching the Foo Fighters, I'll tell you that.
You got it. Sing him. Sing him.
Dave Grohl from the band tweeted to them the band would see them soon. So the Foo Fighters are going to Italy thanks to this video. But listen to the audio from it. You can hear, you can almost taste the excitement.
It's so cool. It's in a big, huge field. And you see, like, in one section, you'll see a couple hundred drums set up. And then in another section, all the guitar players. And then in another section, a couple hundred bass players.
Yeah.
And then hundreds of people singing. And it all comes out and it sounds great. And it's just, they're all having a great time. It sounds good.
So why do you like the Foo Fighters?
You know, I wasn't a really huge fan until I saw them live in concert. I was like, okay, it's good pop heavy metal or good pop rock. And then I saw him in concert, and Dave Grohl was born to be a rock star.
Yeah.
A lot of foul language, but man.
Born to rock.
That guy knows how to put on a rock and roll show. Really, really.
Who else, in your opinion, knows how to put on a rock and roll show?
I'm going to go see Van Halen later this month. They still know how to do it. Eddie Van Halen, Dave's voice, kind of, you know, but.
What about Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Because he does it right. He does $20 tickets. He makes. Fun.
I laughed at Kid Rock, and I think, okay, you know, but you know what? the guy puts on a good show.
Yeah.
He really
It's interesting how, is this generational, what Jennifer and I would go to see if we were together, what Richie and I would go to see, what you would see alone, either of you, what I'd seen.
You know,
we were looking at who?
John, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
He was great. Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. Rock and roll show.
All right. Now, you have been touting, and so have I, Farm Aid. And I don't know whether you have underscored this. I don't know if we have prepared people for tickets going on sale for Farm Aid. This is something that I tout heavily every year. They're going on sale at 10 o'clock Eastern. No, 10 o'clock Central Time. Farm Aid 30 will be at the First Merit Bank Pavilion, which is in Chicago. Neil Young, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, $49.50 to $189.50. And the performance is going to be September 19th. That'd be a good take. I don't mind going to that myself. Maybe we'll take a little quick trip. I think it's the 19th is a Saturday, is it not?
I would imagine they wouldn't have it on a Tuesday.
No, probably not. So if you're into that, something else to be excited about. But the tickets will be on sale at LiveNation.com, or you can call 800-745-3000. Yeah, the prospect of dealing with those goons.
Yeah.
Nothing pleasant about dealing
with $15 convenience
with Live Nation.
Ticket, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're a bunch of just robbers and thieves. It'd be a pretty good take. Anyway, who doesn't want to see these guys perform?
Support your local musician at small shows.
Yeah.
These live
That's what I want to. I'm doing more of that. If we had time, I'd talk about where I'd go to see somebody versus what you'd go to see and where you'd go to see them. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
The end of open call trading on the floor of the CME Group in Chicago also meant the end of a career for some of the longtime traders there. You'll meet one today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Electronic trading dominates CME Group trading in Chicago, and since only about 2% of the trades were through the traditional open outcry method, the manual method was discontinued last month. It was the end of a career for John Ryan, who started on the trading floor in 1974.
I was in the trucking business prior to that, and knew a lot of people that worked down here and thought that I'd give it a try. I knew absolutely nothing about it when I came down here, and it took a while to get started, and eventually I traded for myself, and then I went on to be a floor broker, and then I went back to trading for myself.
Ryan says he's ready to leave.
It's been my life. I never thought I'd be here for as long as I have, but it's been a great run for me. I was able to raise a family and put them all through college, and I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I'm not the poorest guy in the world either. It's been a great experience for me.
The Chicago Board of Trade was formed in 1850. The Chicago Butter and Egg Board started in 1898 and later became the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. CBOT and CME merged in 2007 to form the CME Group. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for helping.
Yeah, why do we talk to the dogs like that? I talk to my little pugs like that.
No.
Doggies.
Well, even children, we talk to babies like that. All right, so let's stop doing that. Let's talk like a man. Let him be a man. You keep doing that, and we'll pound you into the ground.
Can you imagine if we talked to babies like that in just our regular voices? Coochie, coochie, goo.
Coochie, coochie, coochie,
I like
goo.
It.
33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The serious situation that Planned Parenthood finds itself in now. People are angry. As well, they ought to be about the undercover Planned Parenthood video. There's enough anger now, in at least in terms of the Senate and the House, to perhaps shut down government support for them, which is a shame because they do a lot of other things that are good.
And they still will. Happens. They'll just have to use public money, which is...
No, you mean...
I mean private money.
Charge. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Planned Parenthood will not go anywhere.
Well, this
and
is
if
an
everybody that's
like
outraged
NPR.
About it
right.
will donate their own money, that's great. I mean, yeah. just don't take mine.
Well,
you know?
This is another one of these ideas. The further you look into things like this, the more outraged you become. Not just, I'm not talking about Planned Parenthood now. That's one focus of people who have an agenda. My agenda is not to focus on Planned Parenthood. My agenda is to focus on all of these 501c3 organizations that get government support. I don't think it's appropriate, it's not up to government, to extract money from me to give to a charity that I may not support.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It ought to be illegal. If I want to give money to Planned Parenthood, as Jennifer just said, go for it.
Right.
I want to give money
for you.
to the Eastley Farm Educational Trust, then let's go for it. I want to give money to a church or to some kind of organization, the Boy Scouts, whatever it is. Why? Do it yourself. You can't take money from me and without my permission and use it for something that I don't support. What the hell is that all
Why
about?
Why don't they encourage us to give with tax rebates?
Well, they do.
Exactly.
You
well,
get
I mean,
50
you can't
cents
rent it
on
off.
The dollar,
no,
to, but it should be 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, if I want to give to this guy or that guy and you want to give to this guy or that guy, cool, we get a percentage of that money back.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's a Navy sailor who was assigned to a nuclear-powered sub accused of using his cell phone to take pictures of secret spaces in the sub. What a moroni. Machinist mate first class Christian Saucier. Took the photos.
He's saucier.
Really?
Aboard the attack submarine Alexandria. He's been charged with unauthorized retention of defense information, destroying his laptop and a camera to thwart an FBI probe. What a moroni.
I love that word. Say it again.
To thwart an FBI probe.
Thwart. You know who does a lot of thwarting? Thor.
Thor the thwarter.
Thor, my favorite
Thor
superhero.
The thwarter, yes. So anyway, the report is that Mr. Saucier, or machinist mate, what do they call him? What is the rank? You know, they don't call you machinist mate first class Saucier. They call you captain or corporal or whatever. Anyway, so the point here is that there are
fired now.
A bunch of sailors that have been accused of violating the ban on personal electronic devices in the submarine. The ban adopted with hello, duh. Why would you want sailors, never mind just subs, any sensitive space on any, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a regular battleship, whether it's a submarine? What is
question.
Taking pictures about that?
Dumb question in
yes.
the corner.
Okay.
Do you get cell phone service on a submarine?
Apparently, well, that's they probably fix it so that you can hook your cell phone up to BLM, and they certainly can use a Skype to have conversations with their family, that kind of stuff. That requires the same sort of technology, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the submarine would be using satellite technology to get a signal.
Yeah.
Because there's certainly no towers out there in the middle of the ocean.
No, not at all. Maybe there ought to be, though, don't you think? What do you think?
No, the sharks can make some phone calls.
The sharks don't go to the middle of the ocean. The sharks stay on the coast because the water's warm. They don't want anything
there to eat.
I saw last night at the movies a preview for Moby Dick. Looks awful. Awful, a violent, horrible, just, whether the story, I remember.
Let me get this straight. You were getting ready to watch Mission Impossible,
yeah.
Which has more explosions and
but it doesn't.
And you were upset at the big whale.
Yeah, eating up everybody. Yeah, I guess
that's
was.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. You didn't like the dinosaur. You don't like Jurassic
Park like,
either.
Nope, I don't want to see people get eaten by a dinosaur. Nope. Okay.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. So how about we have a let's do a little corruption. Everybody ready for a little corruption?
Sure.
Okay. Former IRS Commissioner Mark Everson.
Oh yeah, this is a good story.
Who is a candidate for the another one of the 135
who
people
knew he was a presidential
running
candidate.
For president on the GOP ticket, files a complaint with the Federal Election Commission alleging he's been unfairly excluded from the debate. He is arguing that election law requires debate organizers to set pre-established and objective standards for inclusion, and that Fox has not met the requirement for the debate in Cleveland. So he.
I'm with him actually on this because yeah. Fox made a big deal about saying that at first you had to have 1%.
Fox wants to help who Fox wants to help.
Well, just wait. I mean, the rule was originally that you had to have 1% of the vote in the poll.
Yeah, who set up that rule? Where that rule come from?
But then they just took away that rule, saying that anybody who is a declared candidate for
Who took it away?
Fox took away the rule. They set up Would you let me talk for a second?
I'm letting you talk.
They set up a rule that you had to have 1% of the vote. Then they changed that rule last week, saying anybody who is a declared presidential candidate can take part in the debate. So I'm not sure why this guy's not able to take part with that rule change.
Well, I want to know what gives them, other than they're doing it on their...
Well, they're doing it.
It's being treated like it was some official government thing, and it isn't. There's no law that requires them to do anything, and there's no rule. If they
Fox can
do
whatever
they want.
Lindsey Graham's at 0.4%, so if they need 1%,
And that's why they changed it, because these big candidates like Carly Fiorina and Lindsey Graham, they were going to be excluded.
Yeah. Okay, another bit of corruption here. Grand jury indicting the Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, on multiple felony charges. Let's see here. They will be unsealed, and the judge already appointed to preside over the case. The indictments focus on problems. He's in jail, actually, this guy. The evidence has been about security laws that he's violated. And I don't know how the Attorney General gets into that other than what's on his own time. Not clear. I think what the collusion, the suggestion in the media reports is there's collusion between him and somebody who's selling various securities, and how people are being brought into these investments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you see, there's so much corruption though, everywhere. There really
there's
is.
There's a lot.
And this is corrupt. Story at DougStefan.com today, Jen Ritchie, about this robot that's gotten a lot of attention. The hitchhiking robot.
Hitchbot
is called. That relied on the kindness of strangers, was basically destroyed by somebody in Philadelphia. Why?
Why?
Well, yeah, exactly. Why would you go out of your way
robot,
to destroy this little robot?
Kid-sized robot, which is basically based on like a flat family type thing.
Yeah.
To see
that's a good
the kindness of others, how far and where it can travel. So their mission was to travel from the east coast of the United States to San Francisco. And it had a little tag on it and said San Francisco
Bust. Right?
And he's got cute little boots and arms and all this sort of stuff. And so people would do things like and take pictures of him and post it and tweet him to his hashtag. And he gets down to Philadelphia, and what happens? They find him busted up on the side of the road. Somebody destroyed him.
The city of brotherly love.
Yeah. You guys said that very nicely.
You said that at the same time.
They think they get across Canada last year.
Yeah.
No problems. It gets from Boston. In Boston, they took it to a Red Sox game.
That's so cool.
Sat in the front row of the Red Sox game. Yeah. And then truckers and people would just kind of say, okay, I've gone to New York. Can he ride with you down to whatever? Yeah. And whenever he got to Philadelphia, they destroyed him.
Yeah.
What is up, Philly? I mean, there needs to be some reasoning. People are so weird, though, how they just think they need to destroy things.
Yeah, why? What is there about the human condition?
Big man that destroys a robot.
Yeah, right.
He's gone to weddings, Comic-Con conventions.
All over the place. Oh, my God,
yes. His portrait painted in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
He spent a week touring with a heavy metal band.
All right, maybe I beat him up because I'm jealous. His travel time is better than mine.
He's the cutest little hitchbot.
What is the matter with people? Food for thought, 44 after the hour here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
When you head out for fun in the sun this summer, make sure you're protected and connected with enough sunscreen and data to cover all your summer moments. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Net10 Wireless is now offering 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed and unlimited talk and text on America's best networks to all customers for only $50 a month. So you'll have more of what you need to keep up your fun in the sun. That means more data to capture all those fun summer memories. Did you know that 5 gigabytes gives you over 5,000 photo uploads or more than 90 hours of music streaming time? You can keep busy all summer long sharing special summer moments or just relaxing knowing you're still connected. More data equals more memories. With no contracts, no credit checks, there are no surprises, unlike that pesky burn from too little sunscreen. Net10 Wireless is easy to find at 100,000 retailers across the country, including Best Buy, Kmart, Walmart, and more. It's also available online at net10wireless.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SDHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
47 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. So that we put things into perspective. This program likes to put things into perspective, especially controversial items. The president talking about global warming and how much warmer it is. And lest you forget about last year or 10 years ago or 20 or 30 or 100 or 1,000. This date, 2007, the focus. Authorities confirming 25 people died on this date in 2007 in heat-related deaths in 9 states. Temperatures were over 100 degrees all the way from Las Vegas to Great Falls, Montana, and they stayed that way for 9 days. So wow. You think that just today, or yesterday, or tomorrow, it's heat, it's horrible. We've had warmer days. Last year in the summertime here in New England, or at least outside of Boston where I am, one day over 90 for the whole summer, that was it. In the last week, yesterday, even in New Hampshire, it was pushing 90, but when I got back and got on the tractor yesterday afternoon, 93 degrees, 94, 95, 96.
Yep.
It's been that. Hasn't been really too humid. It gets a little humid.
Yeah, we've gotten a break from the humidity.
We've actually had quite a nice summer here. The rain has been
to
mild.
Us.
Yeah. Well, you've been humid or warmer than normal there, certainly. I get so tired of people having such short memories, and they listen to what the president's saying about global warming, and we got to do something because it's terrible. It has not been. This is not happening overnight here, and you're not going to fix the problem overnight. One of the things we can fix overnight is our focus on who gets elected. There are, according to stats that have been filed by the Federal Election Commission in the last 4 or 5 days, fewer than 400 families responsible for 54% of the money raised so far by presidential candidates for 2016 campaigns. The political donors, I mean, when you think about the law, and this is, if you want to get upset about something or do something about it, this is the move to be making. So far, $388 million in hard cash has been collected by the so-called major presidential candidates. And after the debate on Thursday, you'll see a whole raft of cash going into whoever is perceived to be the leader, unless it's Donald Trump, because he's not going to get any, because he's not looking at any.
I say good.
But you say good for the amount of money, or I say
more
good
money.
Because he's...
Yeah. No.
I don't say that at
money.
All.
When the more money that is dumped into these political campaigns, where does all that money end up, and who does it come from?
By radio advertising.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So I'd rather it be in those people's hands than the people's hands it started with.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I say spend billions.
Billions.
Spend all your money.
Yeah. Just to clarify what I was saying a few minutes ago about this, Ken Paxton, who is the Attorney General of Texas, he was indicted, faced charges. He also was a state legislator for a while. He misled investors in this company, Servergy, S-E-R-V-E-R-G-Y, didn't tell them that he was making a commission on the investment. He was paid $640,000 to get people. He was being used. he was given the information, the people, and he had credibility as a lawmaker and attorney general, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he used that position to get people to put dough in, and his cut of it was $640,000. So is it worth $640,000 to spend 4, 5, 6 years in jail? And how much money is he spending for the lawyers that'll get him off? I bet you it's going to cost him a lot more than $600,000 for that deal. So greed playing a part in our lives. Good lesson to be learned from that story. 51 after the hour. All the stories are here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Monsieur Greg Stébin, who is very French, like Pierre. He likes to...
Oh, he is my man.
Oui, oui.
That's all the French I know.
That's good. Okay, well, that's more than Rich knows. But
yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we're here to discuss technology innovation, the new products that are around. And as it happens, Greg likes Kickstarter, and he's going to explain why that's the case. In just a matter of moments here, Kickstarter is a crowdfunding, if you've ever heard of crowdfunding, I have been somebody who's talked about it for a couple of years, love the concept, again, the way to keep American businesses going and growing, so we'll find out the latest application of it, in Greg's mind, just a matter of moments, plus whatever else is going on, top stories from technology for this Monday on Good Day, coming right up.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. and shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
All right, so let's focus on Kickstarter campaigns. There's Indiegogo. There are all kinds of different companies that have started crowdfunds, and I think so far about $5 or $6 billion have been raised through these various crowdfunding efforts in the last few years. The latest is the Genius contraption. It's not really called the Genius contraption, but it's called, and it's an air hook, right? Isn't that what it's called?
It is called the air hook. Yeah.
And how does this work? What's this all about?
So if you've ever been on a plane and you're juggling in your tight little seat that's not big enough for your rear end, let alone your tablet, your drink, you're just trying to make it all work and your knees are jammed up against your chest, what the inventor has done is create a hook that enables you to leave the tray table up. You don't even touch the tray table. This hangs off the back of the tray table and it holds your drink, so it's like a cup holder in your car so the drink doesn't spill on you, and it also holds your tablet so you can keep watching your movie without having to hold the tablet in your hand.
That's awesome.
It's when you see the video, it is so awesome. And
because you know what freaks me out about the tray table? The germs.
It's disgusting.
It's always
they used to wash
filthy.
Them off all the time. They don't anymore.
Yeah,
no, it's filthy.
I can tell you as an editor from Men's Health Magazine that the tray table is one of the most germy things you will encounter in the day until you get to your hotel room and touch the bedspread. But
I think that's another talk. I did not say that Greg Stevens, the technology editor of Men's Health Magazine, travels around a lot and gets to see a lot of yucky stuff like this under the circumstances.
Yeah, so
very
so
smart.
What's really cool about the air hook is, first of all, when you hear about it, you might think, oh, it's going to be expensive. They're $22 or $24.
Really?
What I love is that they did Kickstarter exactly right. Mm-hmm. They already were ready to go to the factory and start making the product.
That's what you got to have. You got to do a crowdfund, you got to have something that rewards the people who invest, and it's a tacit sort of put your hands on it thing. Okay, I'm going to get that for putting that money in. That's what makes it work.
That's exactly from the entrepreneur's perspective. The beauty of Kickstarter is that, first of all, you could essentially get an MBA by just going to Kickstarter and looking at this guy's campaign, other great campaigns, and terrible campaigns.
Yep.
And learning from
how to do it.
Yes.
Yep.
If you can master Kickstarter, you can probably do anything. And if the guy who created the air hook had gone to venture capitalists,
they'd have laughed at him.
No, not
they might have wanted 80%.
Well, exactly. He might have had to give away 50% of the company or 30% of the company.
Right.
He's keeping all the money he raised, and except for his fee to Kickstarter, which is fair.
Right.
But he's not giving up ownership in the company. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful way to be an entrepreneur and kickstart your life.
It sure is. Wow, you're very enthusiastic about this.
I am.
Contribute to Greg Stebbins' Kickstarter campaign by going to Indiegogo.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.